Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I'm a shamanic practitioner, meditation coach and teacher in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have been broadcasting and distributing my meditations for over 8 years. I hope you enjoy my guided meditations. And take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly, but finding that natural flow. Relaxed breath. Relax your shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. Spine nice and straight. A breath flowing through your body. As the thoughts come into your mind, don't attach to them. We're in a place of observance, holding space for ourselves. Come back to feeling that breath flow through the body. We're going to begin today by standing in your power place. A place outdoors that's familiar to you. A place you feel safe. This might be a place that you know and recognize because you've been there before, or it's some place you go in your mind, a place you imagine. Either way is fine, but I want you to begin to visualize yourself there. First feeling your feet on the ground, and then slowly raising your gaze to take in the details around you. The smell of the earth, the bird song on the wind, the warmth of the sun on your face, the breath moving through your body. I want you to feel very connected here, allowing the details to come in. Feel the breath moving through your body. The starting place or your power place is very important in your practice. It's the space that you can come to create calm and balance for yourself. Can slip here very easily anytime we need to. Today our intention is going to be around finding a teacher. Teachers come in so many shapes and forms in our real life and in our spiritual life, in the seen and in the unseen, in situations and in people. Right now there's a particular situation or lesson that we're learning that we might need some clarity on. someone to help guide us through, help show us, help us understand why we're learning what we're learning, and how it helps us. So as you're standing here in this beautiful place you've created for yourself, I want you to look around until you see the beam of light coming from above. A small sun stream, brighter than any other space. You follow it with your eyes until you see it touch the ground. And I want you to walk over to that space. Touch the light with your hands. Feel that the space and energy in that light is a little different. And I want you to watch the light widen until it's large enough where you can step into it. Once it is, I want you to step into the light. Feel the light move through your body, creating a buoyancy within you. You may not feel so connected to the earth at the moment, and that's okay. The light moving through you is creating this lightness through your body, this weightlessness. It's gradually going to begin to pull you upward. Very gently at first. And then you'll begin to speed up. Moving very quickly through this tunnel of light, watching the earth below you disappear as you're pulled through a network of galaxies, as if you yourself are traveling at the speed of light. Watching these points of light move around you like streaks. Until you finally stop. The weightlessness slowly releases its hold on you, feeling your body descend and your feet touch a surface. In front of you stands a great door. Take in the details. Is the door wood? Does it have decorations on it, or symbols or writing? Is it a large door or a small door? Place your hands on the door. Feel the texture. I want you to be very present in this place. Very aware of where you are. Take a hold of the knob on the door. I'm going to count back from 3 to 1. And I want you to step through the door. 3, 2, 1. Push the door open and step through. As you step inside, I want you to see that you're in a great room. A room lined with paintings, books. one end of the room, you're going to see a large fireplace, two chairs. I want you to walk towards the fireplace and have a seat in the chair. Your teacher or guest may already be there. If they aren't, it's okay. We're going to wait. They'll arrive. When your teacher arrives, I want you to ask them a couple of questions. Who are they to you? What are they here to teach you? Take your time. Try to stay very present. Don't allow your mind to go down a rabbit hole of questions. You begin to question yourself. Stay present and listen to the information. Take in the details. Your guest is going to ask you to stand up, take their hand, and walk over to a door. There's a moment in your life they wish to show you. Piece things together. This is where I'll leave you for a while. I'll call you back when it's time. with your guest, it's time to come back through the door. Back into the room. I want you to sit back in the chairs next to the fireplace. Ask your teacher what it means. How is this event connected to what you need to learn? How does it help you? What does it teach you? Your teacher is going to place an item in your hands. Feel the weight of it. Observe what it is. If you accept the gift, I want you to pull it into your heart center, pulling it into your body. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. The two of you are going to walk back to the great door where you entered this room with the paintings and the fireplace. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I want you to step through the door, saying goodbye to your teacher. 1, 2, 3. Step through the door. With the door behind you and the sphere of white light in front of you, I want you to step into the light. Feeling the weightlessness of your body. Feeling yourself pull very slowly. And gradually faster. Watching the stars speed past you. As you move through this tunnel of light. Back to your power place. Back to where we started. Feeling the speed of your body slow as you approach the Earth's surface. Feeling your feet once again touch the ground. Step out of the light. Feeling fully connected to your body, the weight of your body, the connection to the earth, and the space that you know and feel safe. Feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, birdsong in the air. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection. Connect fully back into your body. Give yourself some grace, gratitude. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back to me. This is definitely a longer meditation than I normally do, but it's a technique that I use in regression when I do past life regression, and it helps to get us into a safe space before we travel into the subconscious psyche or realm of spirit, where we can connect to the greater part of ourselves, that higher self or higher awareness that shows us the why we might be experiencing what we experience and what we're meant to learn from it. It can be a very powerful thing if we really allow ourselves to just be and be present in that space and not think too much about it. And our minds can begin to wander and we can go down rabbit holes instead of just being really present and accepting what it is that it is as truth for ourselves. So, as always, I hope that the insight has brought you to a deeper space of awareness and healing for yourself. Wish you all the best.